From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Good afternoon, thank you so much for joining us for our midday broadcast here on Radio Star Country. We're going to complete our little series of messages on the parable of the sower from Luke chapter 8. Let's just read this passage through together again. Luke chapter 8 verse 4. And when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spake by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground, and sprang up and bare fruit an hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And his disciples asked him, saying, What might this parable be? And he said, Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil, and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They in the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth, and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which, in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. We know that God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. We have been thinking about this parable because it relates to all of us and how we receive the word of God. The sower is going out to sow, carrying his precious seed, and he casts it upon the ground, and some falls on the wayside, the area that the travellers would have tramped over, the right of way through the field, ground that was hard and caked, and the birds came down and ate it up. And some fell among the stones, some fell in the place where the ground was shallow, the soil was shallow, there could be no root, and so the little seedling withered away. And some fell in a place where the thorns and weeds grew so fast and wrapped themselves round the little seedling and choked it. But today we're thinking about the seed that fell on good ground. And the seed that fell on good ground, it brought forth fruit. It was prosperous. And the Lord was teaching this parable to show us that when we receive the word, we need to ensure that it makes an impact upon us, that it changes our lives, because the seed is the word of God. And today I'm bringing you God's word. I'm sowing the seed. And it is my prayer that this seed will find root in your heart, that it will germinate, that it will change you and transform you. Because it is God's word. Remember, it was Jesus Christ himself who spoke this parable. This comes from the lips of the Master, the infallible Son of God. And he's talking about the word, the Bible, the seed. And he's saying it ought to make a difference in your heart and in your life. But perhaps you have been like the hard ground, and your heart has been callous and indifferent and apathetic to the word of God, and the devil has come and swept it away, and you've put other things before Jesus Christ, and the word of God has made no difference to you. Not because there is a problem with the word, but there has been a problem with your heart, and you have blamed others, you have blamed situations in your life. You think that there's more pleasure in this world than what you will ever find in Jesus Christ, and so your heart has been hard, and here you are going through life, facing eternity and facing death. No time for Jesus Christ. Oh, I pray that your heart would be softened today. Perhaps your heart has been like the stony ground. There was a time when you seemed to show some promise for Christian things, but there was no root. There was no depth. It was a shallow belief. It was not true conversion. It was a form of godliness without the power thereof. And you know that you were never a Christian. And perhaps you were like the seed sown among the thorns. The pleasures of this life got wrapped around you, and therefore you decided that this world was better than the gospel, and you never were a true believer either. But today we're thinking about the good ground. But today we're thinking about what happens when the word of God makes an impact upon us. And the real lesson is this: we must take care that the word brings forth fruit in our lives. And if the word doesn't bring forth fruit in our lives, then we are not Christians. Because the very definition of a Christian is one who has the Spirit of God. The Apostle Paul said, if you do not have the Spirit of God, you are none of his. So if we are truly saved, we will have the Spirit of God. And if we have the Spirit of God, we're going to have what Paul called the fruit of the Spirit. The word will change our lives. The Lord talked about this. But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. And so we notice some things here. This person who is the good ground, this person receives the word with an honest and good heart. They just embrace the word. They embrace the word because it is God's word. The word tells them they are a sinner, and they accept that. The word tells them they must put their faith in Christ, and they do that. The word tells them they must repent of their sins, and so they do turn from their sins and they turn unto God. Are you willing to take the word of God at face value today? This is God's word. Jesus Christ says, ye must be born again. You must be converted. Jesus Christ says, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus Christ says, him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. And Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and God created the heavens and the earth, and one day we will stand before him. We are all his creatures. He has given his life. In him we live and move and have our being. And are you going to stand before God as one that has rejected his Son? The word of God tells us that God sent his Son to die for you on that cruel cross, that you might be changed. He died for you, that you might have hope. But yet you must accept the gift. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Will you receive this gift with a good and honest heart today? Will you come to Jesus Christ and give your life to him? Oh, I pray that you will. But this person who receives the word with an honest and a good heart, this person hears it. You're hearing it. And this person keeps the word in their heart, and this person brings forth fruit with patience. Patience, that's a good word. It describes the Christian life. The Christian life is about growing with patience. We need patience. We need patience in the midst of this pandemic. We need patience in this world of difficulty. We need patience to accept the things that we cannot change. We need patience to grow. When you plant your little seed, you have to wait for it to grow. No point in going every day and expecting to see something. You have to wait. And some seeds take longer than others, but you have to wait. And God wants us to have patience and to grow in grace and accept his word. And sometimes we pray about something and God just doesn't answer. God just doesn't answer immediately. And so we have to have patience. Patience is one of the parts of the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Patience is included there in those things, and long-suffering, and having that capacity to wait upon God and to suffer long, and not to be rebellious, and not to rebel against God, but to have patience. And we have to accept that as Christians, some are more mature than others. Just as fruit ripens in various degrees, so the Christians ripen in various degrees. And some are unripe, but the fruit is still there. Some are more ripe. They're getting ready for glory. But God ripens us all in his way. But the important thing is that we have the fruit, that we show forth those signs of grace in our lives, and that the Christian with patience goes on and perseveres in the things of God. So if you are a Christian today, if you know the Lord as your Savior, my appeal to you is, keep your eye on Jesus Christ. Keep your eye on God's word. You listen out for his voice. You listen out for the shepherd. And run with patience the race that's set before you, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Some people let you down, and people do. They will. But let's look to Christ, who never fails. Let's ensure that the word brings forth fruit, and that the seed is sowed upon good ground in each of our lives. I thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Welland Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.